This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kuhnen, and our... Well, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say our great, wonderful, spectacular...
Don't do that. I heard the bit last hour.
I know. That's what it was. But anyway, Cal Hunter, we appreciate you here.
Thank you.
You know what? Cal and I have known each other for quite some time, but this is fun. And the funnest part of all of Radio Law Talk is not the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth, not the disclaimer that says we're not giving you legal advice, seek counsel, we're talking about general topics of law, not our phone number of 855-529-7234, not RadioLawTalk.com or info@RadioLawTalk.com. None of that is interesting. The most interesting stuff is case. Or no case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Amy Cooper was in New York working, taking a lunch break from her job at Franklin Templeton Financial Services. May 25th, 2020, Christian Cooper, no relation, was birding in Central Park, looking at birds, you know, trying to find a specific variety of bird. He noticed the woman and her pet, an unrestrained Cocker Spaniel, standing close to a sign that said, "All dogs must be on a leash." Christian Cooper, who was a black man, his name is not Karen, approached Amy Cooper and asked her to put her dog on a leash per the sign. She said no. The birdwatcher carried dog treats in his pocket, why we do not know, and he threw one in the direction of the Cocker Spaniel to see if it would run free. And then things took off from there. Christian recorded it after Amy pulled out her cell phone and threatened to call police to tell them there's an African-American male threatening my life. He said, go ahead and call the police and tell them anything you'd like. Hours after the recorded moment went viral, Franklin Templeton released on social media that its officials had placed a staffer, unnamed, on administrative leave while they looked into a certain incident. The following day, the company said their investigation was done and the still unpublicly named employee was fired. She was upset about that. She told her attorney that her lawsuit against Franklin Templeton claimed that her ex-employer performed no investigation into the incident, noting they failed to contact her or Christian Cooper, they did not make an effort to get her complete 911 call, and they disregarded her accomplishments as an exceptional employee. Those are her allegations. However, the guy that she Karened in the park is the one who filed a lawsuit against her for discrimination and harassment. So, Denise Dirks, you're up here. Case or no case?
Yeah, it's me. So she filed a suit against Franklin Templeton for wrongful termination. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct, yes.
Well, this is an actual case, but it was a criminal case brought against her for false police report. And
a criminal case which, by the way, was dismissed.
Okay, so you're talking about the civil action is what you're asking.
Yeah, so I'm asking about the action between the black man who claims that she harassed him and practiced illegal discrimination and intimidation against him in the park.
Oh, I thought it was the employer. So
no, that's
it's the black man suing her.
Yes, yep.
Okay. There is no case there. He did not sue her and he forgave her.
Okay, Fred, what do you
say? So you're saying, okay, because you said there was a case. You said the...
She filed a case against Franklin Templeton, wrongful term.
I got that.
And the black man is the guy who says, wait a minute.
I'm going to file a lawsuit.
And this is the case that's in question, is did he file a lawsuit? And if so, what was the result?
Um, sounds like this was something that went viral that I'm sure Cal saw on Facebook. The question is, what happened and how did this occur? Did the black individual bring a discrimination lawsuit against her? I'm going to say, you said, I'm going to say yes, because I heard you say, I'm just playing the Cal thing. Cal said when the lawsuit was filed. So I'm going to say he slipped up and there was a lawsuit and it's pending.
The lawsuit, I said that in regards to her lawsuit against Franklin Templeton, but that's okay. Todd Kuhnem, what do you say on that?
I remember this incident happening. I remember it getting a lot of play in the news.
Yep.
And I think ultimately there was no case filed by him, the guy, against her for anything. He let it go. So, yeah, no case along the lines that you have proposed or questioned whether one was filed. I agree with Fred. No case.
Okay, so you say no case. Fred says no case. Denise says...
No case.
I agree with Fred and Denise then.
We got a triple no case. Well, guess what?
Does anybody listen to me on this show?
I do. I just didn't make any notes. It's two people away.
I'm going to say no case. That's fine. I said case, but I'm going to switch it to no case.
Yeah, he did
say
case.
That's okay. I'm switching. I'm sticking with the team.
Can't
no
switch.
Case. Okay,
can't
then
switch.
I'm saying a case. All right, whatever.
So Fred says there was a case.
I said there was a case, but the nothing's settled.
It's
nothing's
still
happened.
Going
it's still
on.
Going on.
Okay.
Just stick with that so we're different, just to make it fun.
Well, let me put this to you this way. Franklin Templeton was sued by her, and the judge saw that and dismissed her case out of hand, so she had no case against Franklin Templeton. As for the other gentleman involved in the case, he did not file a case.
Dang it.
So there is...
I should have switched.
No, that's okay. And that is case or no case for this hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to it. Back to the show.
No. All right, let's just finish up on the chess star suing case. We already did our little play on the chess, you know, play by play. But the thing is apparently they have this individual and his company, I guess Carlson's company, Play Magnus Group, and onlinechess.com, and another individual, which I cannot pronounce his name, who is an American grandmaster, are all being sued by Hans Niemann for $100 million, saying that they worked together to basically defame him and say that he cheated to win. How do you cheat? Okay, how do you cheat at chess? I don't know. How can you cheat? It's not like you're bringing. It's not like you're putting a spit on the ball or grease on the ball. What are you doing? You're sliding some grease underneath the rook, and when it slides across, it goes faster. What?
No, you have an ear piece, and somebody's calling it for you.
Where did that queen come from? She wasn't there a second ago.
Or you have electrodes in your keister, which is one of the allegations made, where he would get a shock to the right side of his buttock or the left side of his buttock for certain moves.
Well, so in other words, someone else is studying it. This guy's this grandmaster, a superstar, but yet he needs someone else's help that's better than him. That's going to be hard to find someone better than him, right?
Well, it doesn't make sense.
Here's the problem. He admitted, and he meaning the master star that claims defamation, he admitted that when he was a kid,
Hans, 12 and
16, that he was online gaming chess and that he had cheated during that time, but he said, I've never cheated since then. There's never been any evidence that he has, right? But he did open the door to that kind of a statement,
right?
Just because he admitted to cheating when he was underage.
Well, let's move on past this. I don't know. Those lawsuits are starting. We're going to talk about Harvey Weinstein. Why we're going to talk about that's interesting is his case is about ready to start. We're going to talk to you about what jurors or potential jurors are saying during voir dire. And voir dire, voir dire, everyone says it differently. Look, that's when you question the jurors to determine whether or not they should be able to sit as a juror or not. And what they're saying about the Me Too movement and Harvey Weinstein when we come back.
More Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your favorite local radio station and always streaming live but free at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk. Radio. Radio Law Talk.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer?
The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that's actually taking cases to trial.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Amor Joseph Valley. Are you serious?
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Did we have a Quick Quack car wash one on lately?
Oh, yeah.
I like Quick Quack car wash. I go in there often. It's quite, I go to new ones. You know, the new ones are the coolest ones. They now have it, so two things happen. It reads your license plate as you pick up, and it opens the little gate so you drive in. And then as you drive through, a light shines on your windshield as you drive through, and it's like an advertisement. Or come back to Quick Quack for
like a laser thing on your
screen. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, as you drive through, it goes on your windshield, and it's... anyway, Harvey Weinstein. Let's go for Quick Quack, Harvey Weinstein.
Wow, that's funny.
Look, this is now, don't forget, he has been already convicted and supposed to be serving 23 years and a conviction from 2022, conviction in New York. He's now in Los Angeles. The most interesting thing about this one is, and by the way, he's appealing the 2020 conviction in New York City. And Harvey Weinstein, those of you who don't know, was one of the most powerful Hollywood producers from the, I would say, what, 80s,
90s? 80s, 90s, 2000s. 2000s, 2010. I mean, yeah. up until things went down and he started the allegations with
Me Too.
He was one of the first
Me Too movement guys, right? That they went after. He was like, what was the name of his company? I remember it was big.
Miramax.
Yeah,
Miramax, and then the Weinstein Company.
But still, Miramax.
With his brother.
You go look at all the movies, those phenomenal movies, and you see Miramax on all of them.
Oh yeah.
And I think I've brought this up before. I don't think anyone that's listening remembers. I like to watch old vintage videos, and I watch the old roasts that Dean Martin roasts on video.
Yeah.
Go to YouTube with Dean Martin roast, where they'll roast Bob Hope or they'll roast somebody. And, you know, and it's Don Rickles, who's one of my old all-time favorite people, is Don Rickles. And he was up there ripping on, I think it was President Reagan, and he was just ripping on him. And then he points down to, oh, yeah, here's some hotshot young producer, thinks he's all that, gets all the girl or something like that, says all this. And he points down, and sure enough, it's Harvey Weinstein down here. Look at him. He thinks he's everything. These young whippersnappers think they're going to rule. And it's just hilarious. And I went, oh, my gosh. There's Harvey Weinstein sitting in the front at this Hollywood roast, and it was.
I mean, look, Meryl Streep in one of her speeches when she won an Oscar mentioned him by name, referred to him as a god, and just what he could do in Hollywood, and he was a power player in Tinseltown.
So this is the Me Too movement that started this. Those of you don't, I'm not going to explain the Me Too movement, because if you haven't figured it out, you better start watching the news. But so this was some women who have brought allegations against him for sexually harassing them multiple times in different
and alleged rape.
Yeah, alleged rape. Yeah, no, this I didn't want to get into all the details, but alleged rape. But they're picking jurors now, and that's what we want to talk about. So they've already chosen 9 men and 3 women. And this is a Los Angeles rape and sexual assault case against Harvey Weinstein. Now, here's the thing that's interesting. We have Todd Keenan and I. I'm going to say I'm a trial lawyer, but my partners try more cases than I do because I'm the managing attorney for personal injury. Todd's former prosecutor and public defender. He's tried a lot of cases. Denise is a family law attorney, has tried a lot of cases and been before courts so many times, and sits as a judge pro tem in the courts as a judge pro tem on cases. So and we've got a lot of experience here. I'm over about 30 plus years. You're 30 plus years, Denise. Todd's 20s, and you're 20 something years. 23 years. And we brought up this issue. Who would you rather have on a case like this on your jury, men or women? And it was unanimous. And we did not set this up. We just all three threw this out. And it was unanimous. Because don't forget, we got a power woman lawyer. We have men lawyers here. So we've got both sides. And Denise, tell them what we unanimously, just like we both all said the same thing.
Well,
like,
in this case, it has to be.
This case. I'm talking in this case.
And one other thing. Who would you want if you were the prosecutor? Because it's important.
Right. It is different.
So who would you, what breakup or what would you want as a prosecutor in a case like this in terms of your male-female jury makeup?
And this is general. This is just in general. We're not talking specific. Go ahead.
Well, I think that...
Let me really quickly.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Because Cal, being not a lawyer,
right?
I'm curious what Cal would say. Would you want to have, on a case like this with Harvey Weinstein...
All female.
You would want all... Your gut reactions, all female. That's going to make...
But are you defense or are you prosecution?
If you're the prosecutor.
Yeah, prosecutor.
He wants all female.
Oh, okay.
That is going to make this even more interesting. Denise.
As a prosecutor, I'd want all male. As a defense, I would want more females.
Isn't that bizarre, Cal?
Fred, what did you say?
I said exactly like Denise. And in this Harvey Weinstein case, you want more women on that jury as
because
Harvey Weinstein.
If you're the defense.
If you're defense and Harvey Weinstein, you want more women on that.
Because the victims are women, and women are very critical of other women. I hate to say that,
or they're gonna,
but it's true.
Or they're going to make them prove their case.
Yes.
And I think the men are...
They'll be more protective.
Yeah, and generally kind of just say, you know, slime ball kind of thing, you know. What? So,
now,
again, this is general. We're talking general issues here. And, Cal, we said you got 1 minute left, so we're about ready to roll.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated by the whole, you know, who has a better case.
But we're going to talk about what some of the jurors said.
Oh, yeah.
During the voir dire, when they talked to the jurors in this Harvey Weinstein case. Interesting. Again, we're not predicting, we're not saying things as lawyers, we're not giving you legal advice, but this is just in general what we have found while being trial lawyers. We'll be back.
It is most certainly food for thought, and there's much more of that coming right here on Radio Law Talk. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A promising young football player from Mississippi State University football was found dead inside a nearby church days before his 19th birthday. Sam Westmoreland, a native of Tupelo, Mississippi, was found Wednesday after authorities were called to the Black Jack Missionary Baptist Church in Starkville. His cause of death is unknown, but authorities are continuing to investigate. Boris Johnson and his former finance minister, Rishi Sunak, were leading the potential contenders to replace British Prime Minister Liz Truss, with candidates canvassing support to become Conservative Party leader in a fast-track contest. And European Union leaders will discuss reducing their economic dependency on China, aiding Kyiv, and punishing Iran for its involvement in the war that Russia is waging on Ukraine, when they meet for a second day of talks in Brussels. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the best show ever, not literally.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
So as jurors walk in on a potential case, what happens is there's a thing called voir dire. And the first thing is they fill out paperwork, and there's a number of questions that are asked. And every judge is different. Some judges will cross-examine and kind of ask questions of the jurors themselves. Some judges do most of that and want the lawyers to do very little. Some judges do very little of it and let the lawyers ask all the questions. And then the lawyers, each set side gets to basically, long story short, kick off a certain amount of jurors. And it's not for cause. In other words, for cause means there's a reason they should be kicked off because they're prejudicial, some way, and the court has to agree to it and say, yeah, we believe they should be kicked off for cause. And that doesn't go toward their what's called their preemptory challenges.
So like if a juror asked this question, said, as you sit here right now and you see the defendant, is the defendant guilty or innocent in your mind? Now, what you're looking for is you'd want a juror to say, oh, they're innocent until proven guilty, right? So if a juror comes back and says, you know what? If somebody's sitting there at that table at this stage, I'm thinking they're guilty of something. I've already, you know, that would probably be a good challenge for cause because they're telling you that they cannot be fair and impartial. They've already made up their mind.
Or yes. Some that say, well, if the police officer said they're guilty, then I'm on the police
officer's side. Or they say, you know, I don't believe in defense attorneys. They have shifty eyes.
Yeah, something like that. That's why I always wear sunglasses in court.
But that's the point.
Those are cause.
Yeah, so what's going on here is they're asking jurors questions. And guys, you can go ahead and pop in anytime you want. There are some very interesting questions. And by the way, he's facing 11 charges of rape and sexual assault between 2004 and 2013. By the way.
And that's covering a great deal of time.
Because Governor Newsom they passed a law in California that took away, depending upon the type of allegation or crime, that the statutes were, what, taken away or relaxed?
No, the statute of limitations is extended.
Extended, yeah, but yes. I can't remember the exact amount of time or date. But anyway, but here's the interesting part about this Weinstein case. We're going to talk about that. And guess who one of the allegations, the women who were alleging sexual assault and or rape, Governor Newsom's wife. And wow, interesting how that plays out.
Now, I did a quick search. There's a couple ways somebody can become a judge, a superior court judge. One is there's an opening and you run. You go into an election, you run for the opening, or you, when a judge comes up for re-election, you can run against them. I don't think those happen very often, but most of the time, or a lot of the time, it is a judge retires, there's a vacancy, so the governor will appoint somebody to fill that vacancy, and then at the end of that term, they have to run for re-election. The judge assigned in this case, I did a quick search, was appointed back, I believe, in 2001 by then-Governor Gray Davis. So, because the question we had was, what if this judge was appointed by Gavin Newsom? That would be kind of interesting, but that's not an issue.
Well, yeah, I don't think that's an absolute conflict. It's a potential conflict.
Absolutely.
And but if he knew, or if she's actually Lisa Lynch, if she knew Governor Newsom's wife personally, that would be an absolute conflict of interest.
But you still kind of like the dog whistle. You kind of cock your head like, I wonder.
We've had that happen a lot recently.
A lot
of judges that are handling things for people that appointed them. I mean, it's just now is coming up a lot.
But, you know, jury selection in a case like this, because I've prosecuted probably a half dozen, 10 of these type cases, and in the jury selections, this is a unique type of crime to prosecute because of the sensitive nature of the charges. And what you want to be sensitive to and what the judge is looking for is, are any of the potential jurors people who have been a victim of this type of conduct or a victim of sexual assault? Because clearly that might make it difficult for a person to sit as a juror on a case if those are the charges. Now, the first case that I ever did of this, the judge says, listen, if any of the jurors feel uncomfortable discussing this, what we will do is have what's called a jury out. We will either take you with the court report and the attorneys and the judge and go back in chambers and discuss this sensitive issue, or we'll have everybody leave the courtroom, right? And this was the eye-opening thing for me. In the jury selection process with this particular case today, I think I counted 12 times that we had to go back and discuss sensitive issues relating to this. Because every one of these 12 people had been a victim at some point in time of a sexual offense. You would be shocked when you saw the gender and age ranges. Some were women in their 20s, 30s. Some were men in their 50s and 60s, remembering things that happened when they were young. It was an eye-opener as to how prevalent and how many victims are out there. I would never have expected that.
So do they ask questions like, have you ever raped anybody? So that is, do they ask those type of questions?
No. No. They,
just wondering if they should, you know, exclude those people that might identify with that.
Well, I think certainly. Look,
I'm assuming they're not saying, I'd like to take a break and tell you something I've done. Your Honor, officer of the court, come on in. I got something to talk to you about.
I mean, look, if somebody's sitting there in the jury and they hear the charges, I don't see anything wrong with any of that. That's probably a person you want to look at and get a, you
kick
know,
him off,
get,
right?
Get him out of there.
If you're a prosecutor, that's for sure. So let's jump into some of this stuff. So the one thing that's interesting is, before we get to what some of the jurors said, is a potential witness is Mel Gibson.
Yes.
And Mel Gibson is a potential witness because one of the people that are claiming one of the women, these allegations, are claiming sexual assault / rape. Told Mel Gibson about it. So this is the question I have of you, especially Todd, prosecutor and public defender. And how the heck do you get past the best evidence and hearsay issues? That is hearsay, isn't it? And why isn't it hearsay? Because the person who can testify, Mel Gibson, doesn't need to come up and say what they said.
So where this would come up, you are 100% correct. If they didn't call the actual victim and they tried to call Mel Gibson to come in and that was the state's evidence, what is Mel going to say she said Harvey did to her? Hearsay not coming in. There's just no way that's coming in. Let's say she takes the stand and on cross-examination, and when the defense presents their case, they start to present things that undermine her credibility. Did you tell anybody about this? You ever reported this to anybody. You didn't do this. And her credibility takes a hit because it's now being attacked by the defense. Then they could call Gibson to come in to try to rehabilitate that credibility by saying, well, look, she told me this and it was the day after.
Right.
She told me these things and it was the day after. And they have the statements, and if her testimony on the stand didn't differ from what Gibson said, she said, that's when he could come in as a witness, but not as the primary evidence.
Right, so
rehab.
He's corroborating.
Yes.
Witness is basically corroborating the evidence that she's already testified to.
That would be his role.
Yes.
That's interesting. Okay, let's jump into some of the things that some of the potential jurors, most of them kicked off, that said things like this. What were some of the things, Denise? We'll start with you, Todd. We'll jump to you, and I'll answer one, or I can start right away if you want me to start. You guys have one that you want to tell about some of the things.
Well, there was one of the jurors that said, sure, that he would have a difficult time convicting if there was no DNA evidence to corroborate the victim's statement. And my understanding is that there is no DNA evidence in any of these cases. And that's not uncommon in something like this. So that would cause somebody to that would cause a court and maybe the counsel on either side to look at him differently.
Right. And another juror said that he didn't believe at all in the Me Too movement, that it was pointless and fraudulent.
Yep,
that's
interesting.
A pretty tough statement.
Pretty tough statement. Yeah,
that's like I'm not believing any woman.
Yeah.
Ever,
It sounds like he said the Me Too movement he didn't believe in. So,
but still,
yeah, that. Well, I think he should have said, it was pretty clear what he said. I don't believe in the Me Too movement. When we come back, I'm going to talk about another woman, what she said that was very interesting, and then we're going to move on from there. And we're going to talk a little bit about Todd on this same issue about a juror flirting with another juror. I mean, another defendant. We'll be back.
Wow, good stuff coming up on Radio Law Talk, and you will not want to miss not even one second of it. So stay tuned. We have a break coming up. After that, the show will continue. It's here live till noon Pacific, so don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's Fred Penny.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I think Brad's the best. Who told you that?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So we're going to end this Weinstein thing, but one juror said, I believe most women, but not necessarily all, is what one juror said when talking about whether or not she was on the fence about the Me Too movement. And she said, well, I believe most women, but not necessarily all.
But isn't that what a juror is supposed to do?
Yeah, here's what a juror should say. What I'm going to do is look at all the evidence on both sides and be neutral when I come in. And I'm going to weigh the evidence and follow the law. That's the way you're going to sit down and go, okay, you're going to be there as a juror, because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to just really look at both sides, give both sides their fair shake, and you know, take all the evidence, balance it, look at the law and the instructions that the judge instructs you how to apply it, and then go from there. Another juror said, I really don't believe in the Me Too movement. That, you know, like you said, it was pointless and fraudulent. That's the one. But another one said, I have a great deal of respect for both sides of the table in our system of justice. So that person might go on. And another man said he was not there. The issue was, are you worried about getting grief from your family or coworkers or friends if they learn that you returned a not guilty verdict against Weinstein? And this individual said, no, I'm not. Anyway, we're going to move on from that. Todd, you had another one to comment about another juror,
yeah.
A juror and a defendant flirting around a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you're trying to, as a as an attorney, you're trying to get people that will pay attention to the evidence, and then, as Fred said, apply the law as appropriate when you get into the jury room. But do you recall in, what was it, Michigan, there was that group that was arrested on charges that they had plotted to kidnap the governor, Governor Whitman.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Well, a trial is going on now with for some of those folks. And they had seated a jury. One of the jurors, a younger female, was just removed from the jury. And the reason she was removed from the jury is because the prosecution had noticed that she was making eyes at one of the 23, 24-year-old defendants, and that they had been kind of looking at each other, smiling. No words had ever been exchanged.
They're making googly eyes at each other?
Well, you know, I don't want to give Google a plug, but yes.
But that isn't that what it's called.
They were, you know, apparently that this had been noticed, and so they had to dismiss that person from the jury. Because, you know,
so as she walked out, she held her pinky to her lips and her thumb to her ear, saying, "Call me." Right?
I mean, that would be. I remember one time I was called.
She's given the symbols 916.
Call me from prison.
I was picking a jury. I was doing a jury. This must have been 2007, 2008. And it was in a really small courthouse. And one of the guys got dismissed. And at the time that this one juror was dismissed during jury selection, it was about the time we were going to take a break. So he just got up and walked out with the rest of the jurors, which meant that I could stand up. And as he walked by me, he just looked at me and smiled. He goes, "I feel like I'm watching David Letterman do a trial." I said, "Thank you, sir." That was kind of, but he had just been dismissed, so it wasn't anything wrong with him talking to me and making that comment.
He said, "You're David Letterman?"
Yeah, he thought
was that good or bad?
He thought I was like David Letterman. I thanked him, and then I've thought about that since.
Maybe not
that,
so good.
I don't know if that was a compliment or not, but.
Does it float? Does it float?
Yes.
What's going on with Google being sued by Texas? Does anybody know what's going on there?
Yeah.
What's happening there? I don't
know. Privacy is a British thing.
You ever heard of facial recognition software?
Google doesn't use that stuff.
So Google has some features that they have where you upload photos, and they can, you can, according to Google, it's up to the user to select whether they want the feature to apply or not. And if it does, they will identify you and others in the photo so they can group photos together. So if it was like, "Show me all the pictures of me or Jim or whatever," they could group all of those in your Google photo file. Well, Texas has a law that prohibits online companies from storing or collecting facial recognition data without the individual's consent. And the issue that Texas has with it is, well, if Todd uploads a picture of himself and Denise and Fred, Todd may have consented, but Denise and Fred didn't consent to that. And
it also involves them recording the voices as well.
It can. They have, because you have Google Voice, you can record those.
Right. And you have a right to your voice, right?
You do. And they say that violates privacy, and it stores it without their consent. And so Google is being sued. Google thinks they have a defense to it because they believe that people can opt out of the service. I keep going back to this, the whole facial recognition thing. I don't get the law. I don't get the rationale behind prohibiting it, because I go out in public every day and expose my face to the public, and anybody can look at me. And if I recognize you and can remember you, how can I remember Cal's face? Because my brain has facial recognition software and voice identification. It's how we identify witnesses, how we identify loved ones, and you do this. And these states have outlawed these companies from creating algorithms that do the exact same things that you do every day with your eyes, which is see things and recognize them.
Well, I hear me out. So you are at a Halloween party. You're dressed up as a baby.
Yes.
Right? And you have the big diapers on. And you upload that onto some platform.
I've seen that picture.
And then Google uses that, or somebody puts that together with, depends, underwear. And then they try to profit from it. So that's how it also could impact you and invade your privacy, right?
Or Depends sees it, Denise, and they say, "I better start sending Todd Depends ads."
So here's the thing.
Yeah, right? Good idea.
If I uploaded that picture, right? I upload the picture. If I look at the terms and conditions, it says Google can use this. Well, I was the one who chose to upload the picture. I uploaded it. And if I didn't give consent, and I can prove that I gave no consent, and Google sells that to Depends, and they put me in their ad, now I've got a claim for against Depends for using my likeness for profit without my permission.
Right.
And I can go ahead and
right. Yeah, that's exactly true. But
that.
You did voluntarily put it on some platform, not necessarily Google.
I did voluntarily put it on a platform.
Right.
And if
so
I
that's,
voluntarily
that's different.
And if I voluntarily put it on the platform, then I assume the risks by doing that.
855 Law Radio. That's all I got to say. If you want to call in, and don't forget, we're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. But we're going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes here in a second. But some interesting things about that Google thing you were saying. As you start looking at stuff, Facebook, Instagram, Google, you know, whatever, these platforms, you know what I've noticed lately? I'm not saying this is, I just noticed this online. As I pause, not to look at something, you know, you go to your feeds and there's just all these things you go through. As I don't click on anything, but if I pause to look at it, as I'm scrolling through my feeds, more of that pops up. If I'm looking, I love airplanes, I look at airplanes. All of a sudden it's all popping up and I'm not clicking on it. It's just that I pause for that picture. So now it's not even if you click on it, it's if you pause on it.
It's because when you have a feed that you can scroll through, you don't necessarily have to click on it because sometimes I'll have the picture and even what they posted underneath, you can read that without clicking on it. I'll bet you there's an algorithm in there that tracks how long you stop to look at a picture. And if it's more than, say, 3 seconds or 5 seconds,
well, I tell
you
what,
must like this. So.
My phone spies on me all the time because I will simply say something to my husband watching a movie or whatever and say something and I look at my phone and it has pulled up all kinds of different things involving what I just said. And I didn't have Siri on. I didn't touch that phone.
That's crazy.
Can law enforcement subpoena this kind of information, in other words, and use that against you in a criminal or civil matter or something like that?
Just being careful with the words that we use. Typically, what law enforcement will do is issue a warrant for the information. In order to get the warrant, they have to show to the judge that this information was either part of a felony or will lead to the discovery of felony, felonious activity. And if they can get that, that's where it starts, with a warrant.
Wow.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes. We got Cardi B. We're going to talk about the NCAA is now on trial for concussion cases, especially one out of USC. We'll be back.
This is the second hour of Radio Law Talk, and the third hour is coming up at 6 minutes after. And we're live every Saturday from 9 to noon Pacific time, right here on your favorite local radio station and streaming live at RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned as the show continues.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.